Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Got a lot of rain over the next few days. Gross driving in. Seems pretty good right now, though. Seems pretty good. Got a Sabres game tonight. Got some Sabres games moved, and the Bills finally back to work. Or, well, they were back to work on Monday. Today, though, is media day, first injury reports and such. So,
and the practices.
Yeah, we're finally, truly back from the bye week. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Man, yeah, I heard Jeremy and Joe talking about it. The bye week has been painfully long.
It always is when you end up in a two-game slide.
I don't remember the last time the Bills have had the two-game slide going into the bye week. They've had losses, don't get me wrong, going into it. But
it's probably just common sense at that point. Like, a bye week will always seem longer on the heels of any loss, let alone for how they've been playing the month prior to the bye week.
Like, I'm so ready for Sunday's game. In part, though, I'm also a little bit nervous. I won't even lie. A part of me is very nervous with the idea of, look, we talked to a caller yesterday. Bills are 8-0 off the bye under McDermott. This has been kind of the moment where they usually go on runs. They're getting guys back on defense. Depends on how much you feel Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi will mean to the defense. And we'll get to that. You know, I tweeted out yesterday. We never ended up getting to it. So we'll get to that a little bit more today. But, you know, Max Harrison, his 21-day practice window has opened up, so that, you know, probably doesn't mean much for this week.
No.
But going down the road, more reinforcements are coming on the defense. But it's kind of one of those things, too. Like, here, in a worst-case scenario or in a worse situation, Baltimore. Lamar Jackson hasn't practiced the last 2 days. You go to 1-6, why do you care?
Right.
Why would you even keep the season going? For Bills fans, I think many would almost have the same feeling, even though the records would be wildly different, if the Bills did drop to 4-3 with three straight losses. I think many would start to have the feeling of, cool, draft's in April. Who are some of the better prospects we might finally be able to get?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's the right way to look at it. I'm just going off of what I see on social media and everything. It's a game against Carolina. It's an NFC opponent. But man, does this game feel important. Just for the feeling around the team, for the hopes of the fan base, this feels very important.
It also is just simply to get back on track. Because looking at the other side of that, if you don't get back on track here, you will have lost after the bye week for the first time under Sean McDermott.
Mm-hmm.
You will have lost three straight. You will have not played a clean game of football since the Jets game.
Yeah. And now looking at that win, it's more, that's the Jets, baby.
That's the Jets. And even the Baltimore win, that's not a clean game. You need a bag of pixie dust and Baltimore collapsing like they always do in order to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it looks like, is this team just not good this year? All of a sudden, we're looking at probably the one thing that I would find inexcusable for a Josh Allen-led Bills team, which is, are you going to threaten to miss the playoffs with a healthy Josh Allen? Is that how bad this roster is?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, well, we need some answers.
Yeah, then
and we need solutions.
Yeah, then there's different conversations. I mean, the trade deadline all of a sudden becomes a must, where I think right now it's sort of simmering around look, it'd be cool if they added a Rashid Shaheed or a corner or safety, what have you. But at least for me, and maybe that's for others, I don't totally expect them to do a ton, if anything at all. It was going to be more minor things. Maybe at 4-3 it becomes much more aggressive, especially when you do see Kansas City is starting to come alive. Indianapolis has not faded away. They are, in fact, a very good football team. And if Lamar ultimately does play this week and they go to 2-5 rather than 1-6, they might be live for at least the season rather than 1-6. I do think that means a lot for them. If Lamar doesn't play this week and they lose, go to 1-6, scrap the season. Your defense has a ton of issues. Fire Zach Orr and start over.
Right.
And potentially get a high draft pick there. But you made the correct point there in pointing out a healthy Josh Allen if they drop to 4-3. I don't expect that they will. Steve Reed of the AP joined Chubb and the Bulldog yesterday, and he almost was laughing at the idea of like Carolina keeping this close and thought he was coming on more to talk about how bad the Bills are going to beat the Panthers.
Yeah, I will respect – I think what the two losses has taught me is, okay, fine. I'm going to respect every opponent here except for the Jets this year. Fine. Like, the Bills have played their way into, I'm not going to just automatically assume wins anymore. Fine. I'm not in the locker room. My opinion shouldn't matter on this sort of thing. However, I'm sick of looking wrong. So, like, maybe that allows me to change my mindset going into a game, which is, no, I no longer expect them to just stomp a team out of the yard, because that's been beaten out of me over the last two games.
It kind of has. I mean, and it's been in different ways. The one problem that continues to persist is the run defense. They are not getting any better in that. That's where I do look at a guy like a Michael Hoyt coming back. And again, I've mentioned this a lot. I know it's pro football, and the grades, especially this year, have really gone, you know, it's become a bit of a hot button topic. But in terms of run defense, he is graded out very highly in that top 10 in his position in many run defense categories. He's a versatile defender. He is not he's going to be a starter. He's going to start the rest of these games. He didn't really for the Rams. He did 1 year with them where he started 17 of 17. But last year he started five games. He's more of a versatile kind of do-it-all defender for them. But he may finally offer some versatility to a Bills defense that is sort of begging for it. I would love to see Greg Rousseau pushed inside more. With his frame, what he was doing at Miami in college, they've never been able to do that. They could finally have Hoyt, Bosa as your edge rushers, primary edge rushers, of course, with yep. Bosa and Landon Jackson and Javon Solomon, what have you, but as your primary edge rushers, I think they could do wonders for them. You're seeing already with Deion Walker and Ed Oliver, early signs for them, what they could look like together. I think he's going to mean a lot. I heard yesterday Mitch Morris on One Bills Live not even talk about Hoyt immediately, but kind of the after effect guy and the one that I think many of us do forget about, Larry Ogunjobi.
Right.
Who he called straight up one of the most underrated
correct
defensive tackles in football and a guy he hated playing against. I've said it a lot. They don't need to revolutionize their run defense. They don't need to go from 32nd overall in total run defense to top 15. They don't really need to do what the Ravens did last year with their defense, where they went from one of the worst units to a top five unit. I don't think that's fair to ask.
It's not even realistic to ask mm-hmm. because then in order to finish the season with that kind of ranking, it has to become otherworldly.
Yeah.
And based on what I've seen, that's not happening. Can I get competence, at least? Play well enough to where you have, even if you get yourself to, say, 20th in the league in run
right,
defense.
And that's kind of where I put it. Give me 20th.
That's playing great football down the stretch for a run defense. Why? You're taking what you have put as the bottom of the barrel, very clearly, in run defense mm-hmm. through six games. and you're building it back up. That's by playing well. That means you're no longer hemorrhaging yards on the ground, because that is what they currently are doing. They're hemorrhaging yards. It's not even close anymore. The reason they have a decent pass rating is because of the fact that they don't really...
It kind of just feels like a team is making a decision of what they actually want to kill you with, and run defense is easier.
Yeah.
Running the ball is easier.
I have one less problem when I have to throw the football in the air, and that's that maybe the defense gets their hands on it. Then again, the Bills' secondary hasn't been good at that either this year.
This is where you hope the reinforcements help. You're getting your first wave with Hoyt and Ogunjobi. This is where you also maybe hope Max Harrison.
But also...
And I don't want to ever really forget about him, because we don't actually know the extent of the injury. Dorian Strong, who really was starting to make waves, and it felt like right as he picked up that neck injury, was maybe going to be supplanting Tre'Davious White as cornerback too.
Yes, I do think that there's something to it. I will also say, yeah, I think more than ever, you need the team back on the field right now. Because remember how it was a bad taste in your mouth after you lose the New England game and everything like that? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how, like, yeah, let's get to Monday night. Let's get to Monday night. Then Monday night happened.
Then Monday night was worse.
And no, you don't get a chance to see them back on the field after this. This has been festering for 2 weeks. I don't want to sound like I'm not learning my lesson here, but I'm also very much not learning my lesson here.
There you go.
Lack of personal growth. There we go, kids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They still should win and get themselves back on track here. Mostly because I don't want to deal with the demon that comes out of my soul if they do lose this game. Because I'm the person over here saying, no, I'm still towing that line of, like, sky is not falling because you lost two football games.
Right, be patient. Long season.
Long season. Mm-hmm. We can't crash out before December. We all have to make it together. Okay?
It'll get real hard if they're 4-3 and they've lost three straight.
Hide on the other side of the coin if the Bills lose this game. I don't want to deal with him. Let's just take that one and... Don't ever replicate this in your real lives. Just bury it down, okay?
I think what's hard about this, too, is we're not even really discussing. Like, we're just saying win-loss. They've also hit a point, though, of how they've won. I mean, we mentioned it. They've played, like, one complete, honest, good football game. The Jets.
And that has more to do with the Jets.
And their owners straight up calling out the quarterback at the fall meetings. It's incredible.
Again. A different quarterback, but again.
But it is one of those situations. What if they win this game 20-17?
At this point, I do not care.
I know. Right. You're there and I'm partially there. But knowing that the Chiefs would come next, it's one of those, great, they're 5-2. Can't wait to be 5-3 because they don't look good. They just beat a Carolina team who's punching above their weight class, right? They are 4-3.
Right.
But you mentioned it yesterday. They've got a negative point differential. You have genuine debates on if their starting quarterback or now their backup quarterback, Andy Dalton, is actually the better option. They're not in a great place. Their best place right now is that Rico Dowdle and Tat McMillan are awesome. Like, that's the best thing about them, and that's great. But that's why I was saying I think this game is so important, even though it's an NFC team, even though it's Carolina, even though it's Week 8. The feelings around the team, around the fan base, do feel like they're on a knife's edge. It does feel like it is staring over a cliff of, well, years. I think a lot of this comes from years of impatience, and you're just right there, and you fall flat again against the same team ultimately for many of these. And so that ultimately, if in the offseason where it felt like, man, no one's close to them in the AFC East, other teams are getting worse. We made it back to an AFC championship game. And the year that was supposed to be the quote-unquote, you know, soft retool, rebuild, what have you, maybe turns out to be a mirage. Look at all the extensions they've given out. So far, through 7 weeks, it hasn't looked great. Many of their, what were supposed to be the next key core, don't look awesome and don't look like they were worth the contracts. And that's where it is just a Week 8 game. but it's more the years have buried on top of this coffin.
It's that anxiety that we that I remember a caller from several games ago of because they've never gotten it done, the anxiety will still sit there. The anxiety is always going to preside over. It is going to be one of those things where, okay, are they ever going to get it done? Because anxiety is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be let out. That's always going to be there for Bills fans. Always. Until they actually do the dang thing, it's always going to be there. And that's always going to be understandable. I'm just still of the mindset of, we have a long season. We have to do all of this together. We do need our energy for the later part of the year. And I'm only saying this in the reference of a win.
Yes.
Because another loss kind of tells me something different about this squad. A squad that very rarely puts games of more than two in a row when it comes to losing streaks. Because that's what we're on the precipice of. I think they'll be fine. They do have the unbeaten record coming out of a bye week. A Carolina team that's probably punching above their weight class. At quarterback, it's either a possibly banged up Bryce Young or it's Andrew Dalton in our year 2025. There's too many pieces there that if you lose this game on the road, now we have to start talking about problems.
And quote-unquote on the road, quote-unquote.
Yeah, even more so. On the road is kind of a facsimile at this point. But if that happens and you lose, we now have to talk about problems. I don't want to talk about problems yet with the Bills. I'm not there. Mostly because I still don't think I want to deal with that. Personally.
Right. I can understand that.
Because that will be tiresome, and again, we have a whole year. That said, I'm still willing to look at the shiny side of the coin.
Yeah.
The one where, okay, stabilize.
They're still 4-2.
Stabilize, get to 5-2, and I don't care what people say at that point of, oh, yeah, can't wait to go to 5-3. No. You're talking about the one team that routinely slaps around Kansas City in the regular season.
Yeah, seemingly without... No matter where the season is at, that does seem
the
to
Bills,
be the thing they do.
A couple years ago, had their season go to hell in a handbasket. And what did they do? They beat the Chiefs in the regular season.
Yep.
Like, they needed that win, too. Otherwise, they would have not been a playoff team that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, not concerned, so to say. Again, not learning my lessons.
It's all good.
That's me. I understand that. I
just
know
own
my weaknesses.
It. Yeah, you're fine. Just own it.
And if I get humbled again, that's perfectly fine. But that said, this is typically what they do. And I don't know if that means that's a toxic trait or not. But this is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple games in October, and then they stabilize. They get back on track. Then they become the team that they're always supposed to be. All right. Excellent. And I guess I'm comfortable there because I'm used to it. I don't know if that means it's a good thing, but it's comfortable.
But
it's
comfortable.
Reliable. It's familiar. I could talk about familiar. I want to talk about familiar. Why? Because that means that the Bills are a good team again.
And they're a Super Bowl contender that really, once it's familiar, it becomes just get past the Chiefs.
Just get past the Chiefs and then get me to January.
And then get me to
January.
And
then let's see what happens again. We're going to have to find out together. That's where the pain might be, but also... shiny side of the coin. Might not be.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. Your feelings for Bills Carolina. The thoughts of Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi coming back this week. We'll probably hear from those players later on today as the Bills get back to practice. We're hooked from Sal Capaccio in just about a half hour at 11. But let's get to the phones before we take our first time out. Tim is with us first up this morning. Tim, how are we doing today?
Good morning, guys. Thanks, as always, for having me on. I really appreciate you.
Of course,
I'm actually going to the... Yeah, no worries. I'm actually going to the game this weekend. Very excited
Very
about
nice.
It. I've been down in this area for like 2 years, and obviously they come here once every eight, so you have to do it. Anyways, I think that this is a get-right game for the Bills. I'm not really worried about the Carolina Panthers whatsoever. I think you guys are putting it perfectly. They've been punching again more than their weight class. And Bills off the bye. I really liked what I saw in the second half from the defensive side of the ball in the Falcons game. I think that they kind of figured some things out. Plus the reinforcements. I don't know. I just think that this is a get-right game for the Bills. I think they win by two, maybe even, you know, 17 points.
There we go.
So I just wanted to say really quick, do you guys think that, and I'm kind of going off of Hard Knocks here and I apologize, but Babich being on the sideline during camp, just firing the guys up, I mean, he's a young guy. Do you think there's anything to maybe bringing him down out of the box? You know, you see guys like Steve Spagnuolo, Brian Daboll did it early with Josh where he came out of the box, come down to get in his head. Talk to him about some things after plays and whatnot. Do you see any value in him maybe coming out to get people fired up and making adjustments on the fly and being there in real time rather than kind of relying on like some spotters and stuff like that? Or am I looking too far into that? That's my question for you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for the call. I think it does depend on the coach.
I think it depends on the coach, but also at the same time, I don't know how much difference it's going to make if Babich is the one trying to tell them you got to tackle better, you got to finish these tackles, or if somebody else is doing it.
Also, McDermott is obviously a defensive guy.
Yeah, McDermott is on the sideline too. He can do a little bit of that. For me, it's just execution right now with these defensive players. Even backups, you need to execute, because if the Atlanta Falcons taught me anything, it's that, yes, you can beat them with backups on your defense because you're injury-riddled.
It is really a shame that they ultimately lose that game, because the second half performance by the defense was something
good
to praise.
As a matter of fact, I would bet, Tim, I would even lean credence to your idea there that maybe Babich gets into the locker room and he does light a fire under them. Maybe that did happen. I don't know. I'm not a fly on the wall. I would love to be in that moment, especially because they almost gave up another touchdown to make it 28-7. So I will actually lend credit toward that idea. Would it help, though, in the moments of a game? I don't know. If Babich still sees an advantage to being up high, I would say try to keep it going. If it's clearly not working, well, then there's another part to it.
Then you change it up.
Then you change it up. It's not working, as we know. But we are also looking at the most recent game where the defense wasn't what I'd call the problem of the day. You don't win many games by scoring 14 points.
803-0550, the number two call. John, Marvin, we'll get to you guys when we come back. Sal Capaccio at 11 and Paul Hamilton at 11:30 with the changes to the later week games with the World Series going on. If you have not seen, Friday, Sabres and Leafs at 7, and then on Saturday, Sabres Leafs on at 5. Again, number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Good. Being part of the team again, feeling like I'm real, you know, with my guys again, putting the pads on again, like just stuff like that, stuff I'm all grateful for, and I'm just excited to keep, you know, continue to practice and then do whatever the team needs me to do on game day. I was able to, like, really look from a different perspective, look from a different point of view, and learn the game from off the field and still taking mental reps while also expanding my knowledge on the playbook and just thinking what I see, seeing how our guys react to the opposing team and vice versa. And
Bills rookie corner Maxwell Hairston, we have not heard or seen from the first round pick since he sprained his LCL all the way back in the early days of training camp. I like hearing him say that though, Derek, because not everyone is the same player. There have absolutely been, mainly at the quarterback position, but there have absolutely been instances where a player gets hurt and comes back better because the game got to slow down for them. Everything got to slow down. They got to take a breath.
Yep.
And it's mainly for rookies. I think we've all talked about it to death at this point, but we all kind of know the draft process into your rookie season is basically hell. It is very mundane. It is very performative. And you do a lot of crap to hopefully get drafted a few spots higher than you initially were graded to start the whole process.
Right.
You hope to impress a few more teams who already weren't in on you kind of deal. Hairston just went through this. And Josh Allen is someone that has mentioned that when he got hurt against Houston his rookie year and sat out, what, 3-4 games, something like that,
mm-hmm.
he came back a better player. He felt better, and he did look better. Maybe that's true of Harrison. You know, last year we went through this. Harrison misses more camp than Cole Bishop does, and Bishop is never really able to establish himself as one of the starting safeties.
Yes.
It literally takes until this year. We shouldn't say, and I shouldn't say, that Harrison is doomed to repeat that exact same thing just because he missed a ton of camp.
No two players are the same.
Maybe for him it really was. Everything got to slow down. He had to take mental reps like he was mentioning there. He's obviously been still taking part in like film breakdown and all that stuff. And maybe he is able to come in week 9, week 10, what have you, and immediately make an impact. It should not be put that he just won't, that it's just going to be a redshirt year. And I've fallen into that. And I know many of us have because of the feeling of, are we sure? Look how much time he's missed.
They also are taking their time with him, which they could not afford with Bishop last year. Do remember, he has to start week 5.
Right.
And it does not go well.
Coincidentally, also against Houston. And it does not go well. You're right. It's like one of the first big plays the Bills give up in like 4 years. And it's, of course, him on the field. And you're like, oh, no.
Yep. And that's the thing. But before we go further, I want to remind everyone to enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win a free home heating system courtesy of T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Whether your home needs a furnace, boiler, or ductless heat pump, T-Mark's got you covered. Last day to enter is in 4 days, October 26th of 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Continue with the defense.
So Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, they're coming back. Those two we know definitively will be back this week. We don't know how much they will actually be playing, though. I mean, I know people won't love this. This is something the Bills have been known to do. They slow play it. You mentioned patience with Harrison and that they were able to take their time.
Yes.
We'll see what they're able to do with Hoyt and Ogunjobi. Do they just immediately, okay, rock stars, go. Like, we need you. Get in there. It's time to fly. Or is it a little bit more of a slow roll in? I think also, especially, you're playing Carolina. You may not have to force them completely in. I will say, though, with that run game, I think you do need to.
I think there's also a difference between coming back from suspension and coming back from injury. Mm-hmm. I would imagine these guys were given homework away from the team.
Right.
Right? That's something I'm pretty sure you're allowed to do. Hey, your coach probably just texts you something saying, hey, study up on this film. Okay? All right. Thanks. Keep up with your workouts. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you can, go completely no contact with these players when they're suspended. They're still a part of your roster. They are still a part of your team. They just can't join you in practice. So you give them homework. And as somebody in high school who absolutely despised the concept of homework, I'd imagine if I was getting paid to do it, I would have taken it more seriously.
Yeah, getting paid does change a lot of things.
That makes me more willing to do homework. But everything about this, with Hoyton Ogunjobi, it's not injury. It is suspension. They keep themselves going. They keep themselves working out. They keep themselves fresh. And they're probably studying their film, studying their playbook, making sure they're getting their mental reps as best they can away from the practice facility. They're healthy. Get them in.
Yep.
Like, no breaks. Get them in there. I do like the patience that they're running with Harrison because they don't want a Bishop situation where it takes them an entire year. And even when there's massive questions about the player in the preseason, this is a different opportunity. We're going to take our time. We think Trey White's going to be able to hold the fort. He hasn't. We think that Dorian Strong's a good enough rookie that he can at least help supplement the roster until he can't.
Yeah, the biggest hit for that secondary actually might be that Strong picks up the neck injury. Again, yes. We don't actually know how bad that is either. Maybe we'll get more notes
but
on that
today.
But
we don't play with neck injuries. Don't mess around with that. I think that these three players can make decent impacts upon their return. The suspended players, I have no doubts about right now. Hoyt looked like he should not have been playing with the backups in preseason.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. The last time you saw Michael Hoyt play football was, he's bullying these kids.
He's bullying these backups, and it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's a starter playing with non-starters, and it looks the part. It looks the part easily.
Yeah.
Ogunjobi didn't make as many flashy plays, but he was probably able to do the same thing in terms of plugging up the middle, making sure that the run fills are able to get there if they do get there. Now, that said, ultimately, what do two defensive linemen and one cornerback do for me for my run defense when it comes to the additions right now? I don't know.
Hoyt, I am excited about with
Hoyt
that.
Hoyt setting the edge and the outside runs may be a good thing. The inside, a position that I thought would be a strength this year, has turned out in the run game to be one of their bigger weaknesses. That's the linebackers. The threat of the second level and getting past it has been routine. I always say, if safeties are in your top three of tackles, things are going wrong.
We have a problem.
Number two and number three are Bishop and Rapp.
Houston, we have a problem.
I don't like it.
Nope. But there's not much they can do there unless they make a trade. Not much they can do right now at those positions. Maybe it is maybe playing more Shaq Thompson at linebacker. He looked very good against Atlanta and really kind of helped stabilize that unit in the second half. But for more on Hoyt and Ogunjobi, let's get connected to our fans. It is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Bennett tweets in, yes, it actually should help getting Hoyt and Ogunjobi back. Fingers crossed, this is like a few years back when I believe the Titans had a horrendous first half defense with a lot of injuries and then a very good defense at the end of the year when guys did return. This is like getting two of your best starters back from injury. I say definitely one. I don't really know what they feel about Ogunjobi. Again, the general manager, Brandon Bean, was open about it. If they knew about the suspension before they signed him, they would not have signed him. Hoyt is not the same thing. But there's a good chance both would have been starters or at least heavily rotated players. To be perfectly honest, if Ogunjobi wasn't going to be suspended, I wonder how much we were seeing Deion Walker and TJ Sanders.
I think
Walker, eventually works his way in.
I think it's still the same because they get injuries and it's Zion Logue, Fedarian Mathis, and Jordan Phillips that we have to see. If it's Ogunjobi not being suspended or a player that is not suspended, no matter who it is, we still see the rookies because it's facilitated as a necessity. Because injuries do force their hand, we do probably get to the same answer on Dion Walker regardless.
I was going to say, Dion Walker, I think, no matter what, his talent was popping.
His talent was starting to show.
You saw in the preseason, too. The team couldn't stop talking about him. Players couldn't stop talking about him.
Right. I do think that that probably gets to the same ending anyway. However, for me, it is still about the second level. If the linebackers cannot make tackles, if the safeties are not making tackles, they are missing a lot of them. The Bills lead the league in missed tackles. I don't know if they still did, but like upon their last game, after 6 weeks, they led the league in missed tackles. And at that point, I can only point at coaching so much if you're not wrapping up,
mm-hmm.
if you're not making the plays that you're putting yourself even in position to make. In order to miss a tackle, you have to be there to try to tackle, right?
I mean, yeah.
Steve, sometimes it is poor angles that cause a missed tackle. It just is one of these things where it's a talent issue.
Yeah, I've been there a lot with this defense. I was a lot there in the offseason, but that's where it is for me. I mean, you're seeing guys that are just late to the play. They're taking the poor angles. They're not able to make up for it. And that is a talent issue. I'm not saying Bobby Babich is completely infallible, right? There have been times, namely, weirdly enough, the first half of Atlanta, where fix the matchup problem with Drake London. Fix that. Rather than just letting him carve you up and be wide open. That is a scheme issue. No doubt about that.
Yes.
But there's also been the talent. The coaches cannot make the tackles.
If you clean up even a little bit of that.
A little bit. You're probably in a much better situation. Not saying perfect, but a much better situation. Johnny Boy tweets in, regardless of statistics, I think it'll be interesting to see what just those two alone are going to bring. If the intention was that they're going to be a certain facets of the plan they had, then I'm looking forward to seeing what they can get out of them. We'll talk with Sal in about 15 minutes. Sal has been big on this point, especially with Hoyt, is that they probably had plans for him. He is a very versatile defender. They gave him a 3-year deal. They probably do see this as, yeah, we're going to deal with the first few weeks because we're going to get you back and you're going to be important to what we want to do. And that's maybe the most important thing to remember with all of this is that the defense we've been watching the first 6-7 weeks has not at all been what the Bills wanted to be, whether due to injuries or suspensions. Now they're starting to get some of those players back, and they do get some good early signs that maybe they weren't expecting. Dion Walker being a 4th-round pick and being a legitimate problem for offenses to deal with.
And
there also have been some negatives, of course.
Have been some negatives.
Benford not being as good, Bernard not being as good as last year, Rousseau not being a factor as much.
And even leaving out the extension guys. Taron Johnson's not his usual self.
Taron Johnson has not been his usual self. It is not all hunky-dory once they get these guys back. I'm not saying it is. But, again, we've mentioned it too. I don't need them to be a top-5 unit. I just need them to not be hemorrhaging yards in the run game or leaving Drake London and the likes of him wide open for an entire half to the point where we should just pack this up if it weren't for him stepping out of bounds to end the half.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about the second half performance. It's 28-7.
Yeah, at that point, it's too far gone.
And it's too far gone. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Before we hit our next timeout, though, ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner will be announced during Football Friday with Shope and the Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their 3 locations. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, Sal Capaccio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, this is WGR. Get ready to freeze for a reason. Buffalo Polar Plunge is back December 4th through the 6th with four plunges over 3 days, including the all-new Corporate Plunge, Cool School events, and the main event Saturday at 2 p.m. It is the biggest polar plunge in New York. You can join the fun and support a great cause. Visit nsyo.org. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, which is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We'll be talking to Sal coming up in just about a little under 10 minutes here at the top of the hour. We're also going to talk to Paul Hamilton. Sabres are in action tonight at home against Detroit, a 7:30 puck drop. Some nice lineup changes, though, to get you ready for tonight.
A little bit of fascination here. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're seeing Colton Ellis is in the starter's net.
Yeah.
They're giving Alex Lyon a break, finally, which is perfectly fine by me. He's faced the most shots in the NHL. Just give him a little break.
How much do you think it played into their not getting the 24-hour rest between back-to-backs? Where now it might be, okay, yeah, Lyon, I didn't expect him to go the back-to-back, but maybe not to force Ellis into what could potentially be a bad situation.
I also think seven games in a row could be a lot.
Could be a lot, absolutely.
It could be a lot. I was of the like that until he starts playing poorly.
Write it out.
Write it out, which would have been today. Because you don't expect, because I had the plan of let Ellis play at home on Friday and then let Lyon back on the road on Saturday. It does look like now, because you're not playing Lyon on a back-to-back in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, so Lyon will get Friday, Ellis gets Saturday.
And this turns into Colton Ellis, you've been a good soldier,
yeah,
especially for getting claimed like you did. And if we have to put you back on waivers because UPL is on his conditioning assignment and we're going to bring him back here, if we have to put you on waivers, we're giving you two games worth of tape and not one, because if you get unfortunately lit up like the Ottawa goalie, then no team may want you or something like that. And then, oh, it's Devin Levi's net in Rochester.
Yeah, right. Like, that's, and that was the thing about Levi, too, where that's Levi's their AHL guy, not Ellis. Ellis is more a pickup thanks
and
to
And you'd think
UPL being
you'd
hurt.
Think St. Louis will probably want their guy back if there's a chance to get him on waivers.
I think they were a little surprised he got claimed,
yes,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So this turns into, thanks for being the good soldier, we'll get you a couple games worth of tape so that you can have that out there for this. And also, I guess it might even be, if we have to carry three goalies.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know.
And we don't want to subject you to waivers,
you're now an asset that has played two games for us.
Yep. And if they go well, we're happy.
You might also be someone that we can move.
Yep. Noah Ausland also appears to be in the lineup tonight, centering a line with Zucker and Quinn. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton at the 11:30 segment. But coming up after the next timeout, Zach Pacioppo will join the show. Bills back to work today. We'll get our first injury reports as well, so do stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.